This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. is getting a fresh reading on the economy later this morning. Analysts expect the growth in GDP to slow for the first 3 months of the year due to bad weather in part. Many people consider gross domestic product the final word on how the economy is doing, but what it really measures is money changing hands and not necessarily how well we're doing. From time to time on this program, we pause to take a look at other measures. Kristen Lewis is co-director of Measure of America. Her outfit has been working on an alternative measurement called the American Human Development Index, which looks at well-being across states, cities, counties, and ethnic groups in the U.S. Kristen, good morning.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me.
Okay, GDP, follow the money when it changes hands. But what do you measure instead?
Basically, the American Human Development Index is a composite measure that brings together three areas: health, access to knowledge, and material living standards. And we pull those together into a single number.
So you can wrap this all up into a figure, but you can slice it and dice it, take a look at different states, different ethnic groups, other demographics.
Exactly. So we calculate a national index score, but we also calculate index scores for all 50 states, for major metro areas, plus we have scores for racial and ethnic groups and women and men. So using these scores really reveals how we're progressing as a society overall, but it also tells us how different groups are doing in relation to one another.
Something that was really striking, if you really want to see two Americas, you visit with Asian Americans living in New Jersey, not far from where I'm speaking to you now, and you travel to South Dakota, that's where you see a huge variance in your index?
Basically, when we did this calculation, Asian Americans were where the country as a whole would be if the positive trends had continued, whereas Native Americans in South Dakota were where the country as a whole was a generation ago. So in a sense, about 50 years of human progress was separating these two groups.
Now, a key measure here is life expectancy, and that, even in modern America, still varies widely?
Yes. So the good news is that since 1960, life expectancy has increased by 9 years. But the bad news is that progress has been tremendously uneven. So to give you just one example, an Asian American baby born today in Baltimore can expect to live 18 more years than an African American baby born today in Pittsburgh.
18 years different. Wow. Kristen Lewis is co-director of Measure of America. Kristen, thank you.
Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.